Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 5 o'clock. It's 5 o'clock on the most listened to sports talk show for your ride home.
What?
It is time for
the Falcons Report.
Guns it. Caught. Touchdown Atlanta in the end zone. Caught. Touchdown.
You shall not pass.
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report.
Oh, my heavens.
On Dukes and Bell.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We are live at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Getting ready for round one of the NFL draft tonight. There are a lot of rumors surrounding our Atlanta Falcons potentially moving from pick number 8. Where will they go? Now, we're not going down, guys, okay? We're moving back, which means we would be acquiring additional picks if, in fact, any of this is to happen. Right now, at 5 o'clock, draft starts in 3 hours. Mike, there are rumors about the Falcons being open for business and saying, hey, let us know what you think, what you want to do. We can talk about it. But the Chicago Bears at 9 are also open for business.
Yeah, man. And then you wonder, who are the teams that are moving up? What are they coveting? Is it wide receiver? Are they anticipating a quarterback to be there? That's a them problem. Who are we going
That's
for
right.
if we're going to be trading down? So, again, guys, moving up in the draft, trading back is trading down. The number goes up and the pick is less expensive. And what are you getting forward in that trade with the teams that are coming to get you? So I love the idea of trying to stack as many second and third rounders as possible. Get those impact guys. The GM's already on record as saying we're looking for two impact players. No, Arthur did not give a mandate, Carl. I need three starters, you numbskulls. Smack your heads together until something useful comes out. He did not say that. But, guys, why did we go sign Kirk Cousins? Because we're sick and tired of not being in the freaking playoffs. It's go time, showtime. You got to get some impact players. There's no projects. There's no – I don't hear that best athlete available if it doesn't fit the bill, Carl. I need juice.
49ers apparently having conversations with teams, including potentially trading one of their wide receivers to get into the top 10, Mike. Maybe Brandon Ayuk or Deebo Samuel.
No, it got to be Ayuk.
Being shopped in a move to get into the first round. Listen, say what you want. I think they've drafted pretty damn well out there with John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan. I find that very interesting unless they feel like, hey, it is time to move on from one of these guys.
Well, they've been going round and round with Ayuk and his demands.
Yep.
And so much like Belichick, when you've always got the ability, especially in a very deep wide receiver draft, to just simply replace and get a younger and cheaper version, go for it.
Yeah. And so that is out there as well. All right, fluid situation. We told you that. Our man Wes Durham is going to join us. Voice of our Atlanta Falcons coming up here in about 15 minutes. This hour is brought to you by All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. Mike, one of the things we got to talk about, and we gotta kind of put our foot and our stamp on this, is final decision.
Yes.
We've heard throughout the process, right, it's a collaboration. Mm. How many times have we heard that word used, whether it be Terry Fontenot, whether it be Raheem Morris, or anybody else in the organization?
About 24.
Okay. So here's what I'm getting to, guys. With all of that said, and I do think this is a collaboration when you're talking about players and who you like and who you don't like or what you like about a particular guy. But, Mike, we need a decision maker. There has to be a final decision maker. And that guy
is Rich McKay.
And no, would you stop it? Would you stop it? That guy,
Rich McKay, is still in the building.
Don't you start it.
Will still be involved in this process.
No.
Falcon fans, take a get ready pill.
Do not go there. That guy has to make a decision and be the final decision maker on eight. And all I'm saying is, Mike, I don't want to start anything. I'm just telling you guys, when it comes to all of these draft picks, ultimately there has to be somebody in the room, whether it's Terry Fontenot or it's Raw, I don't care who it is, but that person has to say, this is where we're going, and that's it.
Well, that's got to be the general manager, because in the previous incarnations, we believe Arthur Smith was leaning on the GM. Again, we still don't even know how that some of those decisions were made. I love the energy. I do believe there is a better synergy with Coach Ra and Terry Fontenot with Falcon fans. You have to want to believe that there's a better synergy than what we did our first few years with Arthur Smith.
I totally agree. Listen, coach's job is to find a way to fit guys in and make them work. You know what the GM's job is? To get the players. That's tonight. That's tomorrow. Right. That's Saturday.
But the usage rate for any offense or defense has got to be commensurate with where you're picking. Otherwise, it doesn't make any freaking sense.
Well, that's where –
and that was the issues we had last year.
That's right. That's where – how are we using him if we get Byron Murphy?
Right.
How are we using him? And that's where Ron and Jimmy let go. This is how we're going to use him. Okay, great. He's on the board. But there has to be somebody in the room, Mike, to say, tonight, with the eighth overall pick, this is where we're going. And once we hand in the card, which is now electronic, by the way, you're done. Like, there can't be seven decision makers. And we have to talk about this because everybody thinks like everybody's going, yeah, collaboration. No, we collabed on the players. The decision is got to be one person.
Right. And this is where it gets a little interesting. I do know that we've all agreed that if we want an edge rush, there's nobody really worth taking at eight. Latu, we talked to John Abraham earlier. Latu might be that guy. But if you believe, whether it's corner, and we said this earlier, if they think there's value, you can go get an edge rusher in those middle rounds. Maybe they feel like it. Look what the Rams did last year. Use a third round to get 17.5 sacks from D-tackle and edge rush. Coach Rock coached those guys.
He did.
And I hope he was collaborating with their GM, Les Snead, to make that, because if he's collaborating on that, hopefully we can do likewise. But the corners, for the first time in my life, I've agreed with Thomas Dimitroff. We got to get a starting corner in this draft.
We do. We need one.
Can you get a guy that can start opposite A.J. Terrell in the second round?
Well, that's the thing, because whatever they do in this draft in the first round, right?
Right.
Please do not believe that it precludes them from doing something in the set. Guys, we got 2 second-round picks.
Right. Maybe more. And again, depending on what we're going to pick up in these reports about us trading down.
We got 2/3, excuse me, as of right now. We pick 11th in the second round. We come right back in the third, Mike. We pick 74th and 79. You've got in the top 100 right now 4 picks in the top 100.
In all those dopey mock drafts that I do when I trade with the Raiders, I get the second pick. I get those 2 in the 40s right there.
So, but
a lot of things you can do, baby.
But that's the thing. Like, let's not – I don't want to get caught up in they didn't go corner in the first round and therefore they blew this. We could easily get that guy in the second or third round. 404-726-0929. Bring us all the information. Do all the collaborating you want. At the end of the day, it's got to be Terry Fontenot saying tonight, hey, this is where we're going. And I'm fine with that because, Mike – this team is for him to build. It is for Raheem Morris and his coaching staff to put these players in the right position and make sure that the team gets everything they potentially can out of all these guys. Joining us right now, superstar.
Ha! Huh.
Slide it into the My Box suite.
D.
By the way, D.
Shock.
How much
did these tickets go for the season, man? I got to get on this.
I mean, it's probably a third of what you make, so it's, you know, you'll be all right, you know.
Tell them about
it. You know what I'm saying?
Tell them about it.
I know y'all got that bread, so we all good. I see my man Duke's doing everything, so.
I know.
Hey, come
on.
Camera
loves him.
Come on. He get it off.
Hey, you know what? I'm trying.
Yeah, you got it.
I'm trying.
Okay, I was going to say, you got to admit it.
I got to admit it. DJ Shockley joining us, guys. You watch him on television, obviously, on Fox. He's here. He's going to be doing some things tonight. You'll be on live. Want to give you some love. You'll be on live,
sure.
7 to?
Yeah, we're on 7 to 8, Fox 5. We're on 7 to 8. Got a live draft show, so we're going to go through it. We got people in Detroit. We got people over the branch. So
okay,
we got people everywhere tonight, so we're going to be.
All right, Chuck, what do you make of the rumors always floating around this time?
Yeah.
It's like just under 3 hours of us moving down, trading down. You like that idea?
You know what? I think it's been a lot of the conversation about it, and I think it's one of those type of things where obviously I heard about the Rams being the trade partner, obviously the connection that they have with Raheem, and, you know, it kind of speaks volumes because you want to have somebody you know you can trust that can go through this process and say, all right, if we need to move down and we want to know that we can still be able to get our guy, then it fits. So I understand it. And if you can move back a few spots and still get the guy that you wanted at 8, I don't have no problem with that. I mean, and then you can gain some stuff while you're doing it as well. So I think this is going to be one of those scenarios where you got a lot of smart guys in the room with Raheem and Terry, and they've been through this before. They know what they want to do. And if you got the right partner, hey, why not go with it?
Shock, you were quarterback. So I want to get you from this position, from this, because this is the argument that I've been having with friends and my boys, and they're like, man, why would the Falcons go with another wide receiver? And I'm like, you never talk to these quarterbacks.
No doubt.
Okay? If you are Kirk Cousins, and let's just say one of these guys are there, and we're not saying, guys, any of this is going to happen, but we have to look at all these scenarios. Shock, we get a Roma Dunze. We get a Neighbors. You telling me Kirk Cousins is not going to be ecstatic with what he already has to work with? My point is, you can never have enough of those guys, and coming from where you come from, come
man,
on, talk to me.
Man, come on, that's an easy sale for me. You ain't got to sell that to me. You can you can tell me all about it, and I'll be excited about it. And where I'm at, if I'm scoring 35, 40 points a game, that puts a lot of pressure on opposing offenses to keep up and score.
Right.
And I know we want to get the pass rush. We want to get somebody who can rush the pass. We've been talking about it for years. I heard you guys on here talking to my man Abe, and he was one of the best to do it.
He was.
And you love those type of dudes. And I love them as a quarterback, too, because guess what? They're going to turn you over. They're going to get the ball back to me. And that's a big part of it. But there are not a lot of teams that have three and four defensive backs that can cover three, four receivers. As we know, this is a team, and last year coming from the Rams, that, hey, they played a lot of 11 personnel, played a lot of three-receiver sets. We know we went out and got a lot of receivers, but if you got three, four studs, two, four dudes on the outside that you find a matchup one-on-one that can kill you, it's going to put a lot of pressure on opposing defense. So you put out there Drake. You got Kyle, who's supposed to be fully healthy. You know they want to use him as possible, as much as possible. You got Bijan coming out the back. I mean, that's four or five guys that you can spread out and use in multiple ways that a defense coming in and say, okay, who do we want to take away? And it's hard to figure out who you can't take away because these guys going to win. And you got a guy who we know can get them the football. He's done it for, you know, last 12 years. You feel good about that situation. So I wouldn't mind it. I brought it up. We had a podcast the other day, me, Arch, and Rack talking about this. And we all were talking about who we want to take at eight. And I said, look, let's not, you know, let's not act like if we get a receiver, that's the most terrible thing.
Yeah.
And if we can make a way to make it fit, obviously, for a quarterback, I'm biased, but I'm all about it.
All right. So it's going to be the Madden 2024 draft for the Falcons because that's all the fans want anyway. But you're right. I mean,
sell tickets, baby.
Talent, and it's this. We still call it the 2016 business model.
Oh, for
the
sure.
way we set the tone and then the defense because cherry pick because teams can't run the ball. They got to play catch up. Speaking of which, you got to cover some dudes. Right now, I got nobody, no disrespect to who's on roster. I really don't have much opposite AJ Terrell. I got to get a starting corner out of this draft, Shock.
No doubt about it. And the one guy who I actually brought up when we had his podcast was Quinyon Mitchell, a guy who you look around and you say, man, I like the way this guy plays. He's fast. He's physical. And I say you take the emblem off his helmet, and I think you say forget about that and look at the player. You say this is a guy that can fit on the other side. And like I mentioned, you love what you already got. You can put Clark Phillips in there. You know, you got some guys who can play in the slot, but this is another guy you put outside who's going to come in with immediate confidence and play to that level. He's going to have guys that he can learn from. Think about a Jesse Bates back there who can get that guy lined up, getting
Great
ready,
pull.
And be standing in the room with him and say, look, we get this kind of stuff. Don't worry about it. I remember A.J. Terrell last year in training camp said, day one, when I got three back there with me, I know I'm good. He leaks over and says, look, don't worry about that over the top. I got you. That kind of communication we saw last year is huge. If you got a guy like Quinyon back there, I think it's going to fit really good for
this team. That's the guy. Carl, that's the guy I want. And Darryl Green gets his number retired this year. He went to Texas Kingsville, Carl.
Oh, I know. He's from Texas.
They have to go to a big school to be the man.
No doubt.
And Darryl Green, he should have his number retired a long time ago. It is Dukes and Bell. Guys, we're live at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. DJ Shockley sitting here with us for a few minutes because he's got his own stuff going on. But we love Shock, and we invite you guys to check him out if you don't know. And he played quarterback at Georgia. We don't assume everybody knows all the history.
For sure.
So Shock is hanging out with us. All right, man. As far as
the greatest dual-threat quarterback to ever play at Georgia.
as far as Raheem and this strategy, what do you think, man? Like, does he go into this wide open, or does he go in with a focus and like, hey, this is where I'm at. This is because, see, we're all focused on, right? We got these blinders on.
Tunnel vision.
As fans. Right. Yeah. I don't know if you can do that as a coach because these scenarios that are going to pop up tonight, you got to be flexible, right?
Yeah, I think there's two ways to it. I think you have to be flexible, but also you have to have a plan of your own. And I think Raheem, we knew from day one, the way he spoke at that press conference, he has an idea of exactly what he wants, who he wants. And he said it from day one. While everybody was speculating about Justin Fields or speculating about all these other quarterbacks, He said, I was locked in on Kirk Cousins. Yeah. That's the guy I wanted from day one. And I think that's part of this process is, yeah, you got to have an idea of if our guy's here, if we have this, if it doesn't fit exactly to what we want, then guess what? We stay here, but we have other guys around me who say are just as smart to say, all right, here's our options. And I think Raheem is smart enough to know that I'm not the smartest guy in the room, but I also have a plan. If you guys seen him talk for the first day in that meeting when the guys first returned for offseason workouts, that lets you know.
Oh, yeah.
He had you motivated. He had me ready to go. And just listen to the 10-minute snippet of it. This is a guy who has a plan. He understands what it is. And you got to remember, this is his second time around doing this. So he wants to make sure he puts his best foot forward. So he's going to have the best plan going forward. So I understand what you're saying. Be flexible, oh, for sure, because you never know what can happen, like trading back and, you know, getting some more picks and helping your team grow even better. But also, if you're sitting at 8 and you got the guy you want and nothing really fits the way you want to go forward,
pull the trigger.
Let's go ride. And I think he has that mindset going in.
Chuck, great stuff, man. It's a pleasure, as always, to have you jump on with us.
And my man Wes Doran would love to call more touchdowns. I mean, that's what he does, man. Come on, put him in Arch. Come on.
Wes is sitting here. He's set to join us. Shock, man, have a good show tonight.
For sure.
And we'll get a chance to chop it up. And guys, before you know it, we're all going to be sitting there at camp and talking about this team and the new additions and the expectations for next season for our Falcons. DJ Shockley, thank you.
Fella, appreciate y'all. Keep up the great work. Love listening to you, fella. So
thank you.
I'm always locked in on you.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
All right, we're coming back. West is here. He's going to sit down with us. We're going to talk to the voice of our Atlanta Falcons next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
Atlanta, let's get it. We are currently picking eighth. That could change. A lot of rumors out there. And joining us right now, the voice
of course there are rumors, Carl. Well,
listen, they may or may not be. I think where there's smoke, there's fire. And that could mean that we could move. You hear the voice. Obviously, you recognize it. That is Wes Durham. We recognize him as Wes Drewham. He joins us live here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. What's tickling your fancy today, man? What's got your attention?
Boy, Minnesota's doing a lot of talking. That's number one. Mm-hmm. And here's the funny part. There's a ceiling to who Minnesota will work with. Because Minnesota, remember how sometimes we talk about like salary cap and long-term cap and, you know, that kind of thing, right? You know how it's like picks, cap. You got the three-lane highway, right? So everybody keeps talking about Minnesota moving up, okay? Well, here's two things to remember. You got to look at the short term and the long term with Minnesota when it comes to the draft. You know they don't have a 2 or a 3.
Right.
They have 2 ones. But next year they have no 1, 3, or 4. They have a 2. So realistically, they can only play. Now, I'm not sure how that value chart works. Y'all got people that come on the show smarter than me when it comes to that. So, they are picking at 11 and, what, 23?
Correct.
Okay. So, below 5, that's kind of like, okay, well, what else are you going to give me?
Right. We need some more.
Okay.
You're going to
trade me Justin Jefferson and a new contract?
Right.
I mean, okay.
I would have liked Danielle Hunter, but he's not your guy anymore.
Right.
No, he's not your guy anymore. You made that move. So, what I'm getting at is Minnesota, anytime you hear Minnesota, Like, for me, the Chargers at 5, that's Minnesota's neighborhood because they've got 11 and they got 23. And 11 and 23 probably works in the 5 neighborhood. I'm not sure it works at 8 because that needs to be the move. If you're going to make the move, that accounts for not only this year but next year. Now, as it relates to Atlanta, I heard what you said driving in, and I don't necessarily disagree that below 18, that's not where you want to live. So who of those teams are interested? Denver, 12.
Right. They don't have a second-round pick.
Correct. But Denver also wants a quarterback.
Right.
Okay. So where then – we come back to the common question we've been asking ourselves for 100 days. Where's this going to start tonight? Is it going to start with the Giants at 6? Are the Giants going to move up a spot or two, try and make something happen there? Do they cherish one over the other? What's the Michael Penix drama tonight?
Right. And who's coming? How far is someone coming up for him?
And by the way, the 7-day smokeout on Drake May is just that. It's a smokeout. And do you know why Denver, like, you know, well, we're not sure Drake May's this and all that, blah, blah. Okay, so let me get this right. For the last 9 months, he's been living in the top three, and now all of a sudden in the last 6 days, he's no longer very good? Yeah. Somebody's doing somebody else's work there, Lucy. You know, I mean, so we're going to see where this starts tonight.
I mean, I could have helped in that department. I don't think Drake May's worth the top 10.
Well, you're out of your mind.
Please.
You're the one that plays on the draft boards all night.
Game, what's that big game that Drake May just took over?
Well, are you looking for a signature moment?
Yeah, I'm looking for a signature
moment. Okay, so what's your signature moment for Caleb Williams?
2 years ago, we had a couple of signature moments. He was the best player on the field.
Last time I saw Caleb Williams, Notre Dame was running him out of the ballpark, and then he was throwing picks and fumbling the ball the back half of the season.
But Mike Vick was drafted on his 99 season, not his 2000 season.
Maybe. Mike Vick's different. This is not Michael Vick. This is not Michael Vick because Michael Vick didn't come in the league telling everybody he was going to win 3 Super Bowls and beat Joe Montana and Tom Brady.
So you're not a Caleb Williams fan, it sounds like.
No, I'm not a Caleb Williams fan for things that don't have anything to do with football.
Okay.
I think I wonder if Caleb Williams can walk into Chaos Central in Chicago, Illinois. Now, we can all agree. How many times has Chicago taken a quarterback in the first pick in the last decade?
Yeah, they've blown it.
Okay. So, and look, Ryan Pace, good guy. Ownership, whatever. Bottom line is this. Chicago's right back where they were 3 years ago, which is where they were 2 years before that.
Mitchell Trubisky.
With Trubisky.
Right.
Okay, so in all honesty, I'm okay with Caleb Williams, but I want the guy who's going to come in and be the face of the franchise and the rock-solid leader in the locker room. Right. I'm not so sure Caleb Williams is that guy. Is he a playmaker? Absolutely. Right. Is he uber-talented? Yes.
I think Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback in this draft.
Jaden Daniels might be the best quarterback in this draft. But I think this draft is now. Remember how 10 years ago pro coaches were like, man, these college kids, when they get up here, they're not going to get into this RPO and zone read stuff and all that. And now what's the league?
Right. RPOs and zone stuff.
Because the pro coaches were like, well, this is what they know, and we can't reverse track. So now all of a sudden I think we're into fits. And if Matt Eberflus and the people in Chicago think Caleb Williams is the fit, then he's the fit. I think Jaden Daniels is a fit for Cliff Kingsbury. I'm not sure he's a fit for Jerod Mayo.
Right.
I think Drake May's a better fit in New England than he is in Washington.
Is New England where they're a quarterback, they're a quarterback ready, or is New England still going to go down before they come back?
Absolutely
up?
Going down before they come up. And why not, in my opinion, how many Peyton Manning interceptions did you have to watch in Indianapolis, but it didn't change who you thought Peyton Manning was?
Right.
Right? And one of these three guys at the top of this draft is going to go through that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. As we talk to Wes Durham, guys, the voice of our Atlanta Falcons, we're getting you ready for round one tonight. Wes, along with Mike Conti, and, of course, the analyst, Dave Archer, will be here.
He's got traffic reports for you here in about 25 minutes, too.
They will be taking you
I can see
through the first round.
There's a Mustang somewhere on 75 car with a guy with his smoke coming out of his ears.
Well, hey, we all kind of experience it here in Atlanta, right? We know thousands of fans will come down here to Mercedes-Benz. Yeah. Open for season ticket holders, by the way. And, you know, I think, listen, we are all intrigued about what can potentially happen with our team. But the quarterbacks, this is why we're talking about it, because it's going to allow us to see this board a little bit clear. By the time we get to pick 4, you're going to be able to see this board a little bit clear. And the fear, I think, Wes, and this is what I'm going to get to with you.
Okay.
And we're going to come back. Wes is not going anywhere. We got another couple
two segments of Wes Durham.
All right.
I get three if you play it right.
Then what do you do as the board gets clear and you potentially have the best corner available?
Best wide receiver.
Best wide receiver available.
We're going back to that conversation in Kennesaw.
This is it.
Right.
Best edge rush. And all of a sudden now you go, okay, we can pick the position we want,
right,
but who's the best fit? Who's the best player for us? And that is what I think a lot of Falcon fans, no matter which way they go, are going to lose their minds because they're going to go, wait a minute, that guy was there for us to get.
Well, like, you took Jake Matthews and didn't take Khalil Mack.
Correct.
But Jake Matthews still playing at a very high level.
Yeah, he's been
a concrete tower at left tackle.
And it was actually him or Taylor Lewan. Remember, that was the question that year.
Yeah, so I think you're right. I think that the way this works, and if Minnesota makes the move to take the elusive fourth quarterback, is that J.J. McCarthy? Is that Michael Penix? I mean, despite all the injuries, Michael Penix is still in the choir. Because you listen to the people that stuff.
He's going
to
go.
Michael Penix throws the deep ball better than anybody in the draft.
Right.
And the question is, can he survive health-wise? Same thing with Peyton Wilson, the linebacker, in the second round. There are guys that say he's a second. Well, it might be a third because of the injuries. But when healthy, Peyton Wilson might be one of the better linebackers available in the draft. I believe that if the wide receiver goes at four, then the game is on at five.
It starts.
Right.
Right. Because at five is when all the market value comes into play, Carl. And that's when Minnesota gets a chance to make their move, offer the two ones in exchange for the five, whatever the case may be.
We come back. I want to ask you some questions about the corner because I was talking about with Shock earlier. For years, I used to get on Dimitrov's case. We got to get the front. Got to get the front seven. But, man, we're really naked.
And then Lamar Holmes was drafted.
Yeah, we're naked in the corner room right now, Wes. We need some corner. We need some corner. It's on the way.
All right, guys, we're live at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Wes is here.
Carl, we need to do an after dark show one night.
We are here.
Turn the transmitter down and go after dark. With as Arch says, we broadcast without a filter here.
Yes. We're coming back, guys. More draft coverage. We're going to get you caught up on the latest rumors. We said this. There's a lot of stuff. Rams looking
Zach
to move
Klein
in.
Reporting with the help of George Estevez.
Yeah, moving into the top 10.
We're committing Richard Belcher in the streets of L.A.
But they're not the only team. Stay there. We got you covered at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Game. Live at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, it is Dukes and Bell, Atlanta's number one sports station, it's number one sports show, guys. This hour is brought to you by All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. We are building up to the draft, 2 hours, 16 minutes away from the commissioner making that, you know, approach, that those first steps on the stage. Does he get booed in Detroit? Of course, right?
Of course he will.
Of course.
Yeah, man.
He gets booed.
Absolutely.
And so it starts at 8, and we pick 8th as we speak. When we went to break, Mike, you said you wanted to talk about the corners. Let's get into this.
Wes, we all know that, Leatu Latu. I know we talked about – everyone's got us on Dallas Turner because that's just easy to plug those two together.
It's almost unanimous.
I know. Because he was the babe coming out of the combine. My concern is there's a – I think the tier in the fall-off for the corners is much more steeper than the edge rushers. You can find some talent in the second and third round. I say, man, I hate to do it. I say we got to get a corner in this.
Take Quinyon Mitchell.
I love that guy's game. Yeah.
There's a lot to like.
I mean, it's everything you're looking for. Athleticism, speed, I mean, you know, technique.
I think the Dallas Turner thing, there's something about the unanimity of it. Nice word, right, Carl?
Yeah.
Where everybody has been thinking it's Dallas Turner since the end of the combine, that it won't be Dallas Turner. I just don't. I mean, maybe it will be, right? And there's a lot to like about it. Here's the thing. When you talk about Turner, Verse, and Latu, there's a little difference in all three, but there's a lot of commonality, okay? And I think that's why they're all thought of in that light. Quinyon Mitchell, I'm a fan. I think the length, I think the playmaking, I think the productivity. I was just reading thing Next Gen Stats, you know, that they do on Sunday night, the Amazon tactic that they do on Thursday nights for sure. They have seven players with a 90 or above rating, okay? They've done the productivity piece. Caleb Williams, Brock Bowers are 96. 92 is Jaden Daniels, Malik Nabers. 91 is Romo Odunze. And 90 is Quinyon Mitchell and Graham Barton. I think all five of those guys ahead of Quinyon Mitchell are gone before Atlanta picks at 8.
I would agree.
So the question is, how do Terry and Raheem value the defensive side? I think it's going to be defense, okay? But how do they value, can they, and to your point, do they see the second round pick, which is 43 right now, do they see that pick and a quality player there who can rush the passer, and do they not see that at 43 as it relates to corner? But here's the other part too. What about the inventory on the back end? Can you trade the back end back into the back end of the first round? Can you trade your 25 inventory and some of your 24 to get on the back end of the first round to upgrade what might be the second pick? And I heard your conversation earlier. I think this is one of those opportunities tonight. Remember, last time it happened was Lindstrom and Caleb McGarry.
That's right.
Okay. And I think now it's kind of revolved back around where Atlanta's got enough juice, especially because they've got two threes. And I think that counts. You look into the 25 can and you pull from what you got left in 24, and does that get you into the back end of the first round?
We'll worry about the NFL later with a stupid investigation too. That's big. A lot of listeners been hitting us up with what's going to happen. What are we going to get hit with? Because there's been a lot of
Can't worry about it.
No, you got
Once they made it clear it wasn't going to impact tonight or this weekend, you move ahead and you'll deal with it later, and that's the easiest plan.
I agree.
Unless it's the NCAA and they forget how they enforce stuff, and then you just move on to whatever the hell you want to. Yeah.
It is Dukes and Bell. All right, Wes, let's talk about something that I don't know if a lot of fans would necessarily like.
Okay.
Offensive line.
Sure.
My theory here is we just invested $100 million in a guy that we at least know we're going to have for 3 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Our window now is reopened. Okay.
It is.
So I say that fans wouldn't like it because it's never sexy. But if you wanted to tell me that this team tonight was going to potentially be in line to take one of the best offensive linemen in this draft, I am not opposed to it.
Okay.
There are things I am opposed to.
Right.
That is not one of them, simply because, guys, to protect Kirk Cousins has to be number one.
Yes.
And so I know it's something that you say, all right, where is it at on the pecking order? We want edge. We want corner. What if Joe Alt is there at seven? Teams, people have him going to Tennessee at seven.
I know.
Right. And if he's not there, then you upgrade from McGarry, and now you're protecting Kirk Cousins.
That means he could be there at eight.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. If you go that high with this pick, there's only one place you can go in the offensive line. That's center. And right now I don't think the value is that high. In other words, Graham Barton is projected to be the number one center on the board, kid at Duke, who I just told you was a 90 or above.
He is.
According to AWS.
So I'm against Florida State. The guy's a beast.
He is a beast.
He checks the boxes.
Hey, here's the thing, too. He started at all five offensive line positions in his career at Duke.
He can play them all.
Yes.
One of the few guys gave Fiske some trouble.
Yeah,
at FSU.
Yeah. He was pretty good. So,
you're saying there you would go center and
no,
you don't
No,
think
are we making the move with Minnesota?
I think you'd have to.
Okay, so if you're making the move with Minnesota, if we trade back, then that's because Barton is projected like I saw him as high as 18 and as far back as 27.
Okay.
Okay, so Barton in that range to me, then you can talk about it at 11 or 23.
Okay.
Miami is the most common ground pick for Graham Barton, and that's at like 21, I think, tonight.
Right.
So for me, if you go offensive line, there's only one place to go. Now, I will say this. and Arch did this. I don't know if you guys have seen this. Dave does these position breakdowns on AtlantaFalcons.com. They're unbelievable. And he looked at Jackson Powers Johnson, and I agree with him. That's the guy. That's the number two center in the draft who is a huge guy and paved the way for Bo Nix. Okay? So the kid at Oregon now at 43, I'm with you.
All right.
I'm with you with Jackson Powers Johnson. But here again, this is where we're getting caught in traffic because Mike wants a corner. Everybody thinks we need a pass rush. And now you're telling me we got to take somebody in the O-line.
Right. Well, but if you trade back down, then we could also get – there's also a bunch of offensive linemen with Polynesian names I know you're going to love to master. So they got.
Why has it always got to come back to me and the Polynesian people?
Because I know Wes – because I know Archie's in the car right now. Listen.
Just because I said Pua'ua and that wasn't his name 14 years ago.
No,
I got Ho'omanawana Nui for the most part.
Wow.
Very good.
That's a tough one.
And Merry Christmas to you too, sir. It's Wes Durham with us here live. And we're in our fieldside suite at Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah. Yeah.
Coverage continues tonight.
This will be as good a seat as we ever have in this building, any of us.
You ain't lying.
Right now.
No, I'm looking way up at my seats. Yeah. All right, Wes, the other thing is, let me ask you about a guy, because I know you follow the ACC, and I know you know your Carolina dudes, because we talk about Roma Dunze, if he's there, and all those things you can't say no to. I just want to get a wide receiver in the second round, like Devontae.
I want to take the third round, and I want Tez Walker.
There you go. Done.
You do?
I want one of the third round picks to be Tez Walker.
All right.
There you go. And
tell me why.
Those mock drafts. That's what I'm doing. So thanks for the affirmation.
Tell me why.
Well, you got your PFF subscription. You're just kicking it all over town, filling out brackets and tweeting them and everything. I'm looking. Oh God, Bell's drafting again. It's a wonder Jim Thorpe out of Carlisle hadn't been taken. Here's the reason I like Tez Walker. Number one, his skill set's really high. There is all the stuff. He only played a half dozen games a year ago. He can really run. He can run routes. He is a get-open beat guy, not at the line of scrimmage. He can also beat you on the jam.
4.3 guy.
Oh, he's legit speed.
Well, we need more of that.
Fits that Ram style.
Well, you got to.
We need more of that.
Look, I think that Darnell Mooney, I'm excited about him.
What's up, Darnell?
Yeah.
Is he worth that money?
Darnell Mooney?
He's trying to justify the loop.
What are you? All of a sudden responsible financial investments?
No,
what are you?
I just want to go spend some money on Edge. Back to you, Wes. I don't know.
Mike's been upset since we dropped that loot on him, and he's like blaming Darnell Mooney, and I'm like,
why are you blaming Darnell Mooney?
Because I never heard of Darnell Mooney. That's why.
Two years ago,
hey, a 1,000-yard receiver.
Hey,
I got guys in Chicago that know
me. Let me just tell you this. I can't wait till training camp. Darnell Mooney here with us on Dukes and Bell. Darnell, I've loved you for years.
Hey, he's going to have
you have no idea.
If it's Dallas Turner, this guy's going to have some splaining to do, too.
Hey, seriously, right? Awesome. Am I lying or not?
No, it's true.
Training camp, it's going to be like a romance, you and Darnell Mooney.
Here's the
DM,
deal.
I love you, man. Carl, he was doubting you, man.
Carl was down on you.
Here's the deal. Hey, whoever,
what's up, Darnell?
What's up, Darnell?
The kick of the season. What's up, Darnell?
I don't know. Here's the thing. I think when you pay that kind of money,
sure,
people automatically assume he's a 70 or 80 catch guy. He's not, but he's going to have.
He might be newborn here, though.
He may be, but he's going to have influence on this offense because of what he can do.
Right.
That is the thing. Getting back to Tez. That speed allows you to do a lot of different things.
Well, think about it. McConkey's going to be gone. Brian Thomas is going to be gone. A.D. Mitchell's going to be gone.
Yeah.
Keon Coleman is probably going to be gone.
Right.
Okay.
Okay? So then you get down to Tez Walker. I mean, you're looking in the back half of, let's see,
third?
74, 79.
Right.
That's
right.
The neighborhood Tez Walker's going to live in,
correct,
to be honest with you.
Bingo.
And by the way, the other guy who I think is really interesting at that end, at that number, and Arch is going to love this, I'm talking about a guy from Washington, Braylon Trice.
Yeah.
That's a pass rusher who's going to be in the 70s or the 80s.
Well, see, right, but this is the thing, too. That's one of the things I've been trying to get across to our audience, because I know everybody is consumed with the first round, and we all are. But it's not the end of the draft.
No.
And when you don't do that in the first round, everybody's going to lose their mind and not understanding that there are guys that, like you're mentioning, that I think fit perfectly what we're trying to do.
The draft. I remember we talked about this a few weeks ago. One of our experts came on. But Marshawn Nealand, kid out of Western Michigan, Wes. Also, there's a kid, Austin Booker, out of Kansas, 6'6". There's dudes in the third round. Look what the Rams did last year. They went third round, tackle and edge.
Kobe Turner.
17
Wake
and a half
Forest.
Sacks.
Beast.
Right.
Beast.
And if
FCS transfer, by the way, from Richmond.
And if Coach Ra was part of that collaborative effort, hopefully he could do likewise with Bob.
Carl's
point, we can get some impact guys in the middle.
Yeah, I think you got guys who, you know, once you get to 75 to 100, I still believe Atlanta's got a lot of value. And Atlanta's got three – they got, what, five picks in the top 109?
Yep. That's right. And that could increase if there's a deal that's done.
Oh, here we go.
If we trade down, according to Zach Klein from Channel 2.
By the way, guys, you hear Wes. He's going to be on tonight with Mike Conti, Dave Archer.
By the way, outside of the games, can I just say this? What's Mike that? And Arch and I have had a blast doing this the last – I think we've done it like 8 or 10 years at this point. Right. It's been a fun thing to do. I know people will be here tonight. Come by, say hello. Love to meet you. And thanks for listening during the years, too. There comes Mike. Very corporate look. He's coming in. As got that management look going tonight. So there we go. Probably got socks on.
It's actually 26 years now that Arch and Wes have been doing this, all the way back to the old Hamburger Hamlet. Can't wait to hear the show tonight.
Dude, they are going to have first round live coverage for you Friday night. Wait for it, tailgate guys.
Detroit. The D.
From the D. Please, Commissioner.
John Patrick, or Joe Patrick, should I say, Harper LaBelle. That's Friday night's coverage rounds, 2 and 3. Saturday, Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. They're going to have the final four rounds. We got you.
Bo going to do the Saturday?
Okay. I want
Byron Murphy. I want the meat man. Give me Byron Murphy.
I cannot take you guys anywhere. What is going
Bo
on?
Bo knows it's all in love, Carl.
I want the meat Murphy. Give me Murphy. Meat man.
All right, we're coming back. 6 o'clock.
Is that it? I'm done?
It's straight ahead.
Unless Arch is not in the building.
Arch is in traffic, dude. I can tell you where Arch is.
All right, we're going to see if Arch gets here.
It's West 3.0.
Stay there. We're going to get you caught up on the latest stuff that's going on with the draft. Next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.